Welcome back to another episode of Unpack That Bag, where I help you to carry what matters most. It's your host, Maya Danielle. And as always, I am super excited to be here. I hope that you are having a wonderful week or you had a wonderful week. Listen, there are big things happening right now in my life. I am just filled with so much joy, filled with so much excitement. I'll make a whole episode dedicated to that, but let's hop right into today's episode. We're talking about when they're not your person, and that's okay. There's a lot of grief, I think, surrounding leaving a relationship. There is. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that kind of grief that you feel and letting go of potential, right? When somebody checks the boxes of what you want, what you may desire in a relationship, and is still just not quite right, right? And that can be hard. I think it can be really hard to invest into a relationship, to invest in another person, to be vulnerable with another person, and to share, an emotional connection with somebody. And have to realize that maybe they're not your person. They're not meant to be with you forever, or you're not meant to be with them forever. And so, that, like I said, that can be kind of hard. You can meet somebody who's so kind and consistent and attractive, and it's still just something in you that says, I don't know. Right, I don't feel sure. I'm not 100% confident that this is my person, and this is the kind of where we're gonna talk about a little bit of that, right? Sometimes we have that tug at us that says, "No, this ain't right," and we ignore it. And there's so much that comes with that. We talked about how sometimes that can lead to situationships. But it can also lead to being in a relationship, right? You can absolutely end up in a relationship where you're not happy, you're not fulfilled, your needs aren't met, you're just there, right? And that can last for forever. And it's simply just because we tend to ignore those feelings that we have that say, no, this ain't right, right? There's some, I think, blame that comes from that. There's some guilt, there's some shame involved. And at the end of the day, I think it's important for us to reaffirm ourselves and to validate ourselves and our feelings, because yes, feelings are not facts, right? But also a feeling that is that lingering, where it's like, I'm constantly feeling like something's not right. I'm constantly having to question if this is something that I really even want. Okay, maybe that takes some, maybe you should look into that a little bit. And also that validation that you're not broken for wanting to walk away from somebody who should, right, be perfect, or, is perfect on paper. Or, everybody's like, oh my gosh, y'all are such a cute couple. Y'all look so nice together. Y'all XYZ. And so I think that, again, sometimes that is what keeps us in these relationships as well. It's like we have an idea that on paper, this looks really nice, right? They would make a good husband. They would make a good father. She does all the things. She cooks, she clean. They check all these boxes, where it's like this person should be the one, right? And at the end of the day, they're just not. And that's okay. I think that was the purpose of me coming here, whatever, talking. It's just the reminder that it is absolutely okay for somebody to be a great person, for somebody to be so kind, so consistent, and still not be the one for you. I can only speak for women because I'm a woman. But I know that there is a lot of guilt and a lot of shame put on us when we are expected to be with someone despite that feeling that maybe that person's not my person, right? But again, they do check all these boxes, like, yes, he has a nice job. Yes, maybe he ain't got no kids. Like, if that's what your thing is, like, he doesn't have any kids, or he has his own car, his own place, he's doing well for himself. He's really educated, whatever, like, the case may be. And there can be some guilt and some shame around you deciding not that that can't, that's not your person. It can be a lot of misunderstandings as to why you would make a decision like that, right? I've heard it plenty of times before where, women will be shamed, like, they didn't want the nice guy. They didn't want this person. Like, this person, they had all these things, and yet they still left, or they still didn't, it wasn't enough for them. And I think that minimizes, again, it minimizes people's feelings. It minimizes people's boundaries. It minimizes people's preferences. And again, I can't speak for men because I'm not a man, and I really do try to steer away from doing that. However, I do think, from what I've seen with the shoe being on the other foot, is like there is just a more open acceptance of having preferences and having somebody say, okay, well, yeah, they got all these things, but there's still something that I'm missing. There's still something I'm just not feeling it. And I think as a society, that's something we should do better on. I think even in other situations that are outside of relationships, because like there, you could have the perfect job in somebody's eyes, right? You're making so much money, you're doing this and this, it has these type of benefits. And if you're not feeling fulfilled there, you're just not feeling fulfilled there, right? And I think maybe it is maybe easier for some people to grasp the idea of you not, especially in my generation. Like, if somebody came up to me and told me, like, yeah, like, I got this job, they pay me this amount of money, they do this, is this, I got these benefits, whatever, and but I'm still not feeling fulfilled, this is not something I want to do, I think there is a little bit of an easier acceptance of that person walking away from that job. But with relationships, it is a bit different. People are like, well, no, like, you should settle. You should stay there because whatever. And so I am curious to hear a male's perspective on it. So if you a man and you listening to this podcast, drop down in the below comments what you think about like dating somebody who maybe they do check a lot of the boxes for you. Like, they are caring, they are compassionate, they do cook, they do clean, they do, all the things that you would want maybe in a wife, but there's still something missing. And so, how would you feel about leaving the relationship, even though something was missing? I don't know if I worded that question right, but let me know, I guess, what your thoughts of leaving a relationship that on paper it looks good, but you're just not feeling it. But yeah, like, again, I think for me, I think it's just the validation that you're not broken for walking away from somebody who should be perfect, or you should be happy with because they got all this. Like, no, because again, relationships are so serious. There's such an investment. Love is so serious and such an investment. It's like a purposeful thing. You definitely have to choose to love somebody, in my opinion. And it just makes it harder on you, and it makes it harder on the relationship and that person when you're not upfront and you're not honest about the way that you really feel. And yes, there are some things I think that can be worked on. There are some things that maybe can be developed, but you typically don't grow into love. Like, I do believe that you can have feelings and attraction for somebody, and there be some things that maybe don't work right off bat that you can work on. Like, I do believe that. But also, like, there are some fundamental things that you just cannot change in another person. And you can't force a connection with somebody. Like, you just can't force a lot. So you can do a little bit of wiggle room here and there, but there are some things you just really can't force. And so Yeah, I think like there's again a lot of grief associated with leaving behind what had potential, right? Especially when you develop, I think, a really close connection with somebody, a really good friendship with somebody, it can be hard to leave that behind. It can be hard to leave behind what is, something that is a good thing, like, right? The vibe can be real cool, like you really enjoying yourself. There's good conversation. There's so much there, but there's a misalignment, right? And sometimes the misalignment can be something so small, right? It can be that we just don't agree on this one thing, and there's so many other beautiful things about it. But again, going back to being intentional about dating and intentional about what it is that you want out of life, if you are going to be with somebody, you have to make sure that you are being intentional, and you have to make sure that you are being honest with yourself and saying, is that one small thing really important to me? Right? Because all these beautiful, big, these beautiful things that this person is doing and all these boxes that this person is are checking off, that can be really nice, right? That can be so beautiful. It can be so fulfilling. It can be all these things. But at the end of the day, some of this stuff not really even important to me for real. It's that one small thing that everybody else may deem as small. Everybody else may deem it as like a, oh, you can get over that. But no, I can't get over it, right? It's gonna bother me for the rest of my life if I'm having to be in this relationship with somebody. It's just let's save ourselves, let's save ourselves from having to stay somewhere where we're not fulfilled. Okay? Simple. And you know what? I take it back. Not simple. Not simple at all. Because it is hard. Again, there's that grief piece of it. It is hard. I don't think it's simple at all, actually. Now I'm hearing myself talk. It's not simple. It does require some honesty. It does require some giving up of some things. It requires a little bit of grief. Also, it requires you to be pretty much like level-headed, which can be really hard when you are emotionally invested in somebody. It can be really hard to keep a level head and think with logic when there's so much emotion involved. And so, yeah, no, I don't think it is as easy as maybe some people would make it to seem, or even how I just made it seem. But yeah, like you can put in some work. You can try to fix those things, but I think again it goes back to that honesty, like I've tried, right? I've put in the effort. I've communicated how I felt, and still something's not right. So this is talking about that piece right there. The still something is not right. That's when you start evaluating, do I want them? Do I want to really be in this relationship? And what is keeping me here, knowing that I'm maybe not as happy as I would like to be. And so there's so much pressure behind potential. There's so much pressure behind, well, what if, like, what if they did change? What if they did do this differently? What if things did work out? What if, what could be, right? And you start falling into that what if, what could, you'll find yourself in that trap, and again, just end up in the same place of like not feeling fulfilled. You have to make peace with the fact that just because it can work, like maybe there are some things that could be fixed, doesn't mean that it should, right? Sometimes everything don't need to be fixed. Sometimes every person doesn't need to be changed. Sometimes it just don't need to work. And so I think you do need to be validating for yourself, like validate your own emotions and saying you can care about somebody deeply, right? You can care for someone deeply and still know that they're not for you. It doesn't leaving doesn't make you cold, right? It doesn't make you any less than. It doesn't make you high standards. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that that person wasn't for you, and that's okay. It's okay. And if you are somebody who, and I think on the flip side of that, like we need to normalize being rejected, right? Because again, I go back, I talk about that quite a bit, that when you're dating, you have to be okay with a little bit of rejection, right? You got to be okay with a little bit of heartbreak, because everybody, you just not meant for everybody, and everybody ain't meant for you. So yeah, it can hurt, I think, to be in a relationship with somebody that you maybe you feel like everything is right, and they say, well, no, like, I'm just not feeling it. It can be really hurtful when we personalize everything. When we take it to heart that somebody broke up with us, or somebody, decided they didn't want to be with us, we can really take that to heart, and it can hurt 100%. But it's important for us to create some dissonance, right? It's important for us to create positive narratives in our head that everything is not about me, right? It doesn't mean that I have to make that person the villain. It doesn't mean that I have to spew like, oh, they just not ready for a real relationship. Like, you don't even have to do all of that. It's not even necessary, actually. It doesn't have to be about me. It doesn't have to be about I wasn't good enough, I wasn't deserving, I did something wrong. It don't have to be that. And it also don't have to be that they did something wrong. It could just simply be that I'm me, and I have these things about me, and they're them, and they have these things about them, and those things that just do not click. That just is what it is. We could probably be good friends. We probably could be, good acquaintances. We can stay cordial with each other. Like, it don't have to be malicious. We can simply just understand that maybe it's not me, and maybe it's not them. Maybe it's just us. Sometimes us is the problem, right? We as people, we tend to attack things from a black and white perspective, a yin or yang perspective, me or them perspective. And I think with relationships, it's so much bigger than that. Like, relationships are so much more than two-sided things, so much more than black and white things, because there's you, then there's that person, and then there's the relationship, and all these other things that come with the relationship. And so sometimes it's not you, and sometimes it's not them. Sometimes it really is just the relationship. When you like when you have a baby with somebody, right? You're creating a whole new person, a whole new identity that has both you and that other person. And there's a whole new thing, a combination of the two of you. And so, same thing with a relationship. When you get into a relationship with somebody, the relationship becomes a combination of the two of you. It becomes you, and it becomes them, all in one. And those are two different things. It's a whole separate thing. It's not just you. It's not just them. It's a whole separate thing. And sometimes that whole separate thing just does not work. You could be working and being the best you that you need to be. They could be working and being the best them that they can be. And the relationship could just be not, it could just be not it. Okay? Them two positives could definitely equal a negative. And I ain't really good at math, and I know that's probably not the right equation, but at the end of the day, it just is what it is, right? That two people can be great people. They can be perfect people on paper, but at the end of the day, the relationship with the outcome of that equation is just may not be good for either one of them. And so that is absolutely okay. You have to start affirming yourself. You have to start being honest with yourself about what it is that you want from a relationship, and questioning am I getting that? Am I going to get what it is that I want from this relationship? And if not, can that be changed? And if not, if it can't be changed, I need to start making some steps to move away from this. It sucks, but it is what it is. It is. It's hard to grieve. But again, I think the thing that's going to move us away from that grief, the thing that's going to move us towards healing, towards acceptance, is that validation that it's not me, right? I didn't do anything wrong. I can find better, right? I can find, like, I am deserving of what it is that I want and I need. And that's out there. Okay, I'm not losing out by leaving this relationship. I'm not losing out on the possibility of finding love because I left this relationship. Like, I think that's what holds a lot of people back, this idea that you're not ever going to find the person for you. And that's just not true. You know, at the very end of the day, it's not true. If you are intentional, if you are authentic, and if you are purposeful about any of your goals in life, you can achieve them, right? I talked about this before. You can do anything you want to do. You can be anything that you want to be, but you have to be intentional. You have to be purposeful, and you have to be, I think, just open to understanding that, like, yeah, that the journey to me getting there may not be easy, right? I might have to go through some heartbreak. I may have to emotionally invest myself into some people that are not for me. But at the end of the day, I'm going to come out better because of it. I'm going to learn something from of it. I'm going to apply that knowledge because of it. And I will be where I need to be because I put in the work to be there. I will meet the person who is for me because I put in the work to be there. I didn't settle for what was less than. I didn't settle for something that didn't make me feel good. I didn't settle for breadcrumbs of a relationship just because. And so therefore, when I do meet my person, I know how to handle them. Like, when I do meet my person, I know what to expect. I know how to act. I know how to behave. I know how to love completely and genuinely as myself authentically because I put in the work to be here, right? I learned what things make me tick. I learned what triggers I have in a relationship. I learned maybe some of my insecurities and I learned how to navigate through them. I learned how to communicate about them. And I can foster these relationships. I can get my needs met. I can have my desires because I put in the work to be here. So, yeah, I think, again, as sad and as really hard as it is to meet that phase of your life where it's like, okay, I'm gonna have to let go of something that had a lot of potential. But I'm going to come out stronger because of it. That person is going to come out stronger because of it. Like, I'm not going to waste my time or theirs. Not going to bring your baby into this, right? That happens. I'm not going to just waste a lot of time and energy and effort knowing that it's not going nowhere. And so, yeah, I want to encourage you today, to just reframe, I think, your idea about leaving relationships. Because whether, again, you're the person who is leaving or you're the person who's getting left, like, I think it is important for us to reframe the way we think about that because it does affect the way that we move through other relationships, and so we tend to guard ourselves, right? But yeah, just think about that. I'm curious to know what you all think, especially, like I said, what men think about, leaving a relationship that looks good on paper. Drop it in the comments below. I'm curious to know. Let me know any other thoughts that you have as well. Don't forget to like this video. Go ahead and subscribe. And as we move forward in the podcast, I do want to share a little bit about what's going on with me. So I'll be sharing that very soon. And yeah, I think we're just gonna all be doing good things. So really proud of everybody. Thank you so much for watching if you've been watching and keeping up. And Follow me on my socials down below in the bio. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Bye.